This is Radio Blowback. We are speaking with Kit Gage of the First Amendment Foundation, among other groups that work on civil liberties and freedom here in the United States. Kit, you were just mentioning that when one looks at the USA Patriot Act that was passed and made into law in the fall of this last year, that when you try to figure out who the enemy is, the enemy in the bill are the courts. Can you talk a little bit about that?
The reason, this is one of the reasons I think civil liberties is really important, because what it does is set up a whole different array of avenues, of ways of protecting your rights. And historically, one of the most important ways to do that, rather than passing legislation, sometimes there's been very important civil rights, civil liberties legislation, the Civil Rights Act, Voting Rights Act. But often, on a more regular basis, you go to the courts to uphold your rights. And so, and for example, if you're in jail and you say, "I'm in jail for no good reason, let me out," you can go to the courts through what's called a habeas, and you can say, "Let me out of here. There's no good reason I'm being held in jail." So, in that kind of situation, the courts are crucial, because you have no other option. In the USA Patriot Act, the courts are increasingly, in a bunch of different kind of ways, not allowed to hear appeals by people in jail. They're told that it's okay to be detained, to be held in jail for a much longer period of time without somebody being charged. They're told that if somebody is called, fits into a special kind of category, even though they basically can't hear appeals to how that person got put in that kind of category, even though that the person hasn't been charged with a crime, and they haven't had a trial, and they haven't been able to say, "I'm innocent," or, hear do evidence back and forth. So they're increasingly, in the USA Patriot Act and in things that happened after that, there are ways in which the courts aren't allowed to hear those kinds of objections from people who were getting arrested, or from organizations who were getting called a terrorist organization. They can't, it's harder for those groups to challenge that kind of designation, and which basically destroys them. And to the extent that that's happening more and more to groups that are involved in explicitly in what's called humanitarian aid, in giving, money to activities that have nothing to do with crime, that gets really worrisome for those of us who defend First Amendment activity.